Russian President Vladimir Putin has become the king of the photo op. Last week, he actually strapped into a motorized hang glider and led a flock of endangered cranes on their first migration in Siberia. In the past, he's been photographed riding horseback shirtless. He's thrown opponents to the mat in judo competitions. These are all really sounds of Putin, by the way. He's even ridden around a battleship on a Harley-Davidson.
Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin!
Apparently, he's also a concert pianist, so it got us thinking, could Vladimir Putin actually be
the most interesting man in the world?
You know the ads.
Cuba imports cigars from him.
The Ernest Hemingway-esque world traveler with the impressive resume.
Mosquitoes refuse to bite him. Purely out of respect.
Now, the real most interesting man in the world also promotes Dos Equis beer.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I prefer Dos Equis.
His name is Jonathan Goldsmith, and he's on the phone with us from his home in Vermont. And Jonathan, for some reason, I didn't imagine that the most interesting man in the world would live in Vermont.
Oh, it's absolutely paradise on earth to us.
I was wondering if, you know, when you were sort of thinking about all these things, about Vladimir Putin, does it make you a little nervous? I mean, he's pretty interesting.
Well, he is pretty interesting, and he follows direction very well. I've been consulting with him for some time.
I didn't realize it. So he actually has called you up and tried to figure out how he could become more interesting.
Absolutely. And I understand that he's doing rather well. You know, I get regular reports from Sarah, who can see his house from hers.
I see.
Apparently he's doing very well.
He does spend a lot of time in Siberia, actually.
He does. Yeah. It's a great place to go bare-chested while hunting polar bears.
Jonathan, I want to ask you about you because you are actually, aside from all those things that you have done, you know, your shirts never wrinkle, and apparently you've won the Lifetime Achievement Award twice, but you have actually, and this is true, you have rescued a stranded climber on Mount Whitney.
That is true.
You sailed the high seas with a friend named Fernando Lamas, who is actually the inspiration for your character, the most interesting man in the world.
Absolutely is, yes. He was my sailing buddy for many years. In fact, when he passed on, I scattered his ashes.
I think it's wonderful. I always felt that the stage separates a man from the boys. You see, you are on your own. There is a different story.
His voice was so distinctive and special, and I emulated him. He was the best raconteur I've ever known. It was wonderful to be around him and to listen to him, and he made everybody smile.
Jonathan, you have been an actor for pretty much your entire career. How did you land this role?
This role was a day like any others. I got a call from my agent, who is now my wife, and she said, you have to do an improvisation for this commercial, and you have to end with the line, and that's how I arm wrestled Fidel Castro. Well, fine. So, and I just went into a stream of consciousness. I became outlandish, and the further out I went, the more they seemed to like it. And I was the lucky guy that got it. And this is the sound of knocking wood. There you go.
What's been your favorite moment in the Interesting Man saga?
Well, there were two interesting moments. I was sitting in a little Mexican restaurant with my wife that we like, and a gentleman came over with his young son in tow and said, the other day I asked my son what he wanted to do when he grew up. And he said, I want to be the most interesting man in the world. He was seven. And I guess a week or so later, we were on a bus in New York City. And as an elderly gentleman with a cane was getting off, he did a double take. He saw me and he tapped me. He knighted me on the shoulder. And he says, when I come back, sonny, I want to be you. So I guess those were two wonderful moments that I had among many.
So you get, I'm assuming you get recognized quite a bit.
I do. It's one of the reasons we moved to Vermont.
That's Jonathan Goldsmith. He's the actor who plays the most interesting man in the world for the Dos Equis ad campaign. Jonathan Goldsmith, thank you so much, and stay thirsty, my friend.
Thank you, and you as well.
And you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.